There's been big breaking news in the business sector this morning. The inquiry looking into James Packer's gaming group, Crown Resorts, has been told that the company is not fit and proper to operate a casino in New South Wales. The explosive comments come from the top of the inquiry and jeopardise the opening of Crown's Sydney casino scheduled for next month. Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, is covering the inquiry and we spoke earlier. Peter, good afternoon. How damaging is this for Crown and James Packer?
Well, Sally, this is very damaging for both Crown and for James Packer. James Packer is, after all, Crown's 37% shareholder. But in the final submissions to this New South Wales gaming inquiry, Counsel Assisting Adam Bell, SC, has said that James Packer and Crown are both unfit to operate a casino in New South Wales because of the damaging influence of James Packer being one of the key reasons for this unsuitability. So this all comes down to whether or not Crown or James Packer are suitable to hold this $2 billion casino licence at Barangaroo, which is actually meant to be opening in December. And so this has been a constant theme during the inquiry, that the inquiry commissioner, Patricia Bergen, SC, has made this point over and over again about the culture of Crown's board and their lack of checks and balances when it comes to oversighting money laundering, but also some of the potentially dodgy characters who run the junkets to bring the high rollers into Crown.
Well, Peter, we'll keep an eye on that Crown story as it develops. So looking at the bigger picture, global share markets have surged overnight. What are the big factors? How are they reacting to this US election?
Well, Sally, this positive sentiment's being driven by higher confidence that there will actually be a decisive victory to Joe Biden and that the incumbent President Donald Trump won't be contesting the result. That saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average close more than 2% higher as the votes begin to roll in. Donald Trump had also played down earlier claims of potential electoral fraud and that he might declare a victory regardless. He's now saying when there's a victory, if there's a victory, you'll be hearing from him. Also, US banks and construction companies rose on signs that regardless of who wins, there might be another stimulus package in the trillions of dollars in the coming weeks. That's been a very big factor worrying investors in addition to surging coronavirus cases.
So, Peter, why haven't we seen that rally reflected here in Australia?
Well, Australia is in the time frame where the early results roll in from the United States, so much more caution. But the All Ordinaries Index was down 0.4% in late morning trade. The major banks are also lower, including Westpac and the Commonwealth, both down around 1.4%. Yesterday's rate cut to near zero by the Reserve Bank is bad for bank margins.
And Peter, just finally, the Australian dollar has been on the move despite that rate cut. What's happening, especially given the RBA wants the dollar to be much lower?
Well, that's right. One factor is that the US dollar is down at the moment, which always puts a rocket under the Australian currency. But also in yesterday's rate-cutting statement, the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, was optimistic about the Australian economy, that September quarter GDP out in December will come in slightly positive, and that there might even be 6% GDP growth in Australia next year. But it is important to note that while the technical recession might be over, there's a real recession and real hardship in Australia with a million people out of work. Philip Lowe says it could take years to turn that around, which is why he says interest rates could remain close to zero for at least 3 years.
That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.